You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. So, Black Friday, it's almost here. Cyber Monday, there are so many deals coming up, and you're probably buying gifts for people that you love, but maybe you're also buying gifts for yourself. That's totally okay. But I wanted to come to you guys and put together some of my recommendations for the best beauty buys under $100. Now, these are my personal favorites. These are either gifts that I've bought for myself or ones that I've received from friends or family that have made me think like, wow, this is just the absolute perfect gift. I wish I could say that I love buying gifts and I always get the right one. In my head, I always want to be thoughtful and have the right gift for the right person wrapped perfectly and have it arrive on time. But the reality is most holiday seasons, I find myself in a panic, paying a lot of money for rush shipping and delivery. So don't be like me.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Start outlining now, start looking for those deals and get a jump start on all of your holiday gifting. Now, I love getting beauty gifts for people because it kind of just elevates the everyday experience, right? Even for people that aren't into beauty, they do love a good beauty gift. Also, this is just my personal opinion, but don't get people clothes. I think it's really, really hard to buy clothes for other people. It reminds me of this great Jim Gaffigan joke.
It's hard. I can't believe we're still giving clothing as a gift, because wherever you get clothing as a present, you always open it up and you think, not even close. And the person that gives it is always like, you can take it back if you don't like it. That's right, I'll just throw it out. Don't give me an errand. Happy birthday, why don't you head to the mall for me? If you get my dry cleaning, that'd be awesome.
That joke is only so funny because there's so much truth there. The other thing I would just also suggest avoiding, gift cards. Companies love gift cards because so many gift cards go unredeemed. Last year, there was $1 billion in unredeemed gift card money. This number has been rising slowly since the mid-2000s. Like people, you get a gift card, and if you're anything like me, it stays in your wallet. You think about it. Maybe the first few months, you're like, oh, I have that gift card. And then it just like retreats into the back of your memory as some vague thing that you know you have. And maybe by the time you remember it, the gift card has expired. Don't get people gift cards. So many of them go unused. Now, if you want to give someone a gift like a spa appointment, I'm a huge fan. Instead of getting them a gift certificate to that spa, I'm a huge fan of talking to them, getting their schedule, and actually making an appointment for them, like making them a specific appointment, make sure it's a great person and a time that works for them, and then call ahead and cover the full service charge and the tip. That way, all you have to do is send them a calendar invite for their great spa appointment, and they'll be so grateful. Okay, so let's get into this list. Again, everything here is under $100, and I will link to all of these products in the show notes. Let's start, of course, with skincare. Now, when it comes to skincare gifts, you want to get those essentials that really deliver results, but they just feel so much more luxurious than what you would normally buy for yourself, right? Like, we all love functional skincare, but when you're gifting, you want it to feel special. And one of those things that you can splurge on when it is a gift is hand cream. So Byredo, which is one of my favorite fragrance companies, they make this gorgeous hand cream, and it comes in all of their signature scents. So from Byredo, I love Belle de Freak. It's a fragrance inspired by Josephine Baker. And I was wearing the fragrance for a while and I loved it. It's like this very warm, rich. The top notes are African marigold and bergamot and lemon and neroli. And it has these really lovely base notes of cedarwood and musk and black amber. It's a really intoxicating scent. But I hadn't tried the hand cream. So I think it was maybe a few Christmases ago, my mom gifted me the Belle de Freak Byredo hand cream. It was such a nice gift, and it was something that I would have never bought for myself. The hand cream is $42 for 30 milliliters. So again, not something that I would choose to spend money on for myself, but when you get it as a gift, it just feels wonderful. So if you're giving the gift of hand cream, it doesn't have to be the Byredo one. There are lots of luxury hand creams. Chanel has one that looks gorgeous and it comes in this beautiful kind of circle egg-shaped dispenser. Kiehl's has a beautiful hand cream. Hand cream is something that anyone on your list will appreciate. Up next, facial spray, like those hydrating facial mists and spritzes. So I was gifted the Tata Harper Hydrating Essence by Julie Wilson when she came to do her episode of Naked Beauty. It's a hydrating essence that moisturizes and plumps the skin with hyaluronic acid and natural humectants. Now, it's expensive. It's a heart-stopping $72 for 50 milliliters, but it's gorgeous. And I will have this for months because one spray before skincare makes a really big difference. And it's all you really need. You don't need to spray this a bunch of times on your face. One spray does the trick. And Tata Harper is one of these great, all-natural, clean skincare companies, like truly down to their core, really, really high integrity behind their ingredients. And it is a floral hydrating mist. So it has neroli, lavender, rose water. These are all of my favorites. And every single time I spray it on, it just feels so luxurious and amazing. Now, Josh Rosebrook also has a facial spray that I really like. I discovered this at Credo at the Fred Siegel on Sunset in LA. It's another great clean beauty shop. But Josh Rosebrook has a hydrating accelerator spray that really plumps and hydrates skin. Now, with both of these hydrating facial mists, they're great for all skin types because if you have dry skin, of course, you're always trying to get moisture back in and hydrate. But also if you have oily skin, a lot of times your skin creates oil because it's dry, right? It's a reaction to dehydrated skin is producing more oil. So facial spray is something that you can safely buy for pretty much anyone on your list. And these two are also great for people with sensitive skin. So you don't have to worry about giving it to someone and them having some sort of horrible breakout. The full size of the Josh Rosebrook 4 ounces is $35. And it is a multi-action product, right? So it's a toner and a hydrator and kind of a light moisturizer all in one. It's great for traveling. I always travel with these on flights. Now, for me personally, I'm going to continue to buy the Evian facial mist. It's $13 for 150 milliliters, and it's just water. It's Evian water that comes out in this very fine mist, but I've had it for years and years and years. I keep one at my desk in the office. I use them when I travel. I have one in my bedside table so that if I wake up and I want to rehydrate my skin, I just do a few sprays of that. It's a fantastic product, a good stocking stuffer as well. The Mario Badescu facial spray with rose water and aloe vera is also just a mainstay. So many people love that. I've used it before. It's great. It's only $7 and you can get that pretty much anywhere. If there are people in your life on your gift list that travel a lot, get them a facial spray. They will be so grateful. Okay, so my third skincare gift recommendation is a clay mask. So I make my own clay masks using Rasool clay. Sometimes I add apple cider vinegar, some rose water. The skin benefits are so real. And I always like want other people to understand the power of natural ingredients. So I love gifting natural beauty. I know sheet masks are like the thing right now. Everyone loves a sheet mask, but I think clay masks, like I think if more people tried clay masks, they'd be like, wow, this is incredible. I can't believe what a difference it makes in my skin. So if you want to go pure and you have someone that enjoys mixing their own, Aztec Indian Healing Clay, it's only $9.99, so just under $10. I've linked in my show notes to where you can buy it on Amazon. So for this $10 investment of just the pure clay, you can probably make 50, 75, 100 masks, which is why, again, I like buying the raw materials, but I also get that that may not be the best gift to give someone. because maybe they don't mix their own products, or they're just looking at this powder and they're like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this exactly? So there are some great pre-made clay masks for sale that I want to recommend. So the Origins Clear Improvement Clay Mask with activated charcoal is great because it really cleans the skin deeply. It leaves your skin feeling really smooth afterwards, and it retails for $26. I really love that clay mask. Okay, moving on to hair care gifts for your friends that just love their hair, do all the treatments, or even people that aren't into hair treatments yet. They will appreciate, anyone would appreciate a hair mask. Now, hair masks, like deep conditioning hair masks, that's something you want to do at least every other week for the health of your hair. And the Oribe Moisture and Control Deep Conditioning Mask is so gorgeous. It's a great deep conditioner. Like, the formulation is really great, but it just, the scent, the fragrance is what makes it feel so luxurious. The line that I use from Oribe, it's kind of like in this dark greenish packaging. It's formulated for textured hair, so it works really great on my natural hair. I was so impressed with this mask. Again, like the formulation, I've tried other deep treatment masks that are better or just as good, but the fragrance that's added to this is what makes it feel like this luxurious experience, something that's kind of worth the price tag. And that is $63 for 8.5 fluid ounces. I would say for me, I use a lot of conditioner on wash day. I could get 6 to 7 uses out of this, but for a really great luxurious feeling hair treatment. Also in the realm of hair, a trend that is not going anywhere anytime soon are hair accessories, scrunchies, velvet ribbons. I bought ribbon just from like a fabric store, and I've been tying it around my buns, and it's such a cute look. Headbands. I've been discovering so many great headbands that I love. But one of the gifts that I would highly recommend for people in your life that just want to look pulled together quickly, Lozatam silk turbans and head wraps. So Tam Watkins, the founder of Lozatam, she's actually been on Naked Beauty, so definitely listen to her episode. But these are just these incredibly chic, easy to wear, easy to throw on silk lined turbans that I love. They come in really exciting prints and colors. I have like a gold lame one that I wore in Marrakesh, and it was so glam. But I also have the turban in this beautiful kind of golden yellow color. I have it in a light pink, like kind of like a millennial pink. These go with any outfit, any look. I have the black one, of course. That one's reversible, so you can wear it on the silk side or the other side. And when you need to look pulled together quickly, or again, when you're traveling, like, I never want my hair to rub up against the back of that plane seat. Like, that's just like, ugh, it makes me cringe just thinking about it. So I love using these when I travel. But also, like, let's say I have to jump on a conference call quickly and my hair is just not acting right. I can just put on this turban and look great. This is a fabulous gift, and anyone who receives this will be so happy. Okay, moving on to gifts for the body. So razors, like, I was using just the regular old like Venus, Gillette, just whatever they had at Walgreens razors. Like, I didn't realize there was an elevated razor experience until I got gifted from Sarad the Flamingo Shave Kit. Sarad's also been on the show. Check out her episode. But the Flamingo Shave Kit, it's $16, and it comes with a great cream and a handle and 2 5-blade razors. Very cute packaging, so it's like ready to go in gift form. There's an aloe vera strip on the razor that I think is what makes the shave so smooth. And Flamingo, I believe it's Harry's. So like, I think they started making razors for men, and now they have these Flamingo razors for women. They're great razors. Like, again, I was just buying whatever razor I could at the drugstore. I didn't realize what I was missing out on until I started using the Flamingo razors. Now I love them. And again, anyone who shaves their legs, anything really, they will be happy to get this gift. It's a very low risk gift, but people just don't take the time to buy themselves a nice razor. So when you, as a gift giver, give them one, they're going to be really happy. Another beauty gift that I love, and it just feels slightly glamorous and more elevated than what you would buy for yourself, is a shimmering body oil. So this is something that I got into this year only. I have a great one from Patrick Ta. He's a makeup artist. It's like this bronzy, gorgeous, shimmering body oil, and I spray it on my décolletage and on my shoulders if I have an event or I just want to look extra kind of glistening and glowing. But the Herbivore Botanicals Rose Quartz Illuminating Body Oil is great. It's $48, and it comes in this beautiful glass bottle. It does have this kind of gorgeous floral scent of white chamomile and roses, And you can see, because it comes in this kind of glass bottle, you can see the shimmer. It looks beautiful. And it's not glitter. I'm not a fan of glitter. I actually hate glitter. It's a beautiful, subtle sheen and shimmer. And you just put it on when you get out of the shower, on damp skin, all over your body, and you just have this glow. And it's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, it's not going to mess up your clothes at all. It's just a gorgeous addition to your body care routine. We're going to take a quick break to hear from some of the sponsors. They all have discounts and Black Friday sales as well, so check them out. And then we'll be back for the rest of my gift guide.
The Run for Revogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that.
We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOK.
Can you tell us what AWOK means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOK.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, continuing with gifts for the full body. This is a deodorant gift. I never thought that I would be recommending deodorant as a best beauty buy, but I love the Donna Karan Cashmere Mist. It's the most effective deodorant I have ever used. There is no chance of odor. You are completely dry all day. Now, it does have aluminum in it, which is the opposite of a clean deodorant. Like my, you know, I try to be very clean with my skincare. When it comes to deodorant, I know that this is not the cleanest, healthiest thing for me, but maybe I just sweat too much. I've tried the natural deodorants. They do not work for me. I keep coming back to Donna Karan Cashmere Mist deodorant. I've been buying this for 6, 7, maybe 8 years. Nothing terrible has happened to me yet in terms of the toxicity from the aluminum seeping into my body. This is $27. I'm sure it's sold at Sephora. I'm sure there will be some Black Friday sales on this product. I love this deodorant. I highly recommend it. In terms of accessories, accessories are a popular beauty gift for the holidays. I have mixed feelings. So I love my Gua Sha. I actually like it a lot more than my Jade Roller. It's a very nice ritual experience when I have my oils and serums on. I just kind of smooth it over the contours of my face. I like the idea of accessories, but I do think they are a hard gift to buy. It's the kind of thing that you could buy for someone and it could just sit in their beauty cabinet for months and months collecting dust. Another popular accessory that I'm hearing about a lot are these dermaplane rollers. It's almost like an at-home microneedling treatment. I just did a microneedling treatment. It was one of the most painful things I have ever done. I cannot speak to dermaplane rollers. Those are popular. With all of these things, the LED light masks, so many of my guests, you guys have heard, they come on the show, they talk about how much they love the at-home LED light therapy treatments. These are just, again, tricky. They feel, for me at least, personal opinion here, like they're kind of trends and fads, and then a year or two later, you don't care about them. The analogy that I would give for these accessories would be the Clarisonic spin brush. I feel like the Jade Roller of today is the Clarisonic spin brush from 5 years ago. Remember when everyone had a Clarisonic spin brush? I still have mine. It's taking up space with its, you know, wall plug-in. I haven't used my Clarisonic spin brush in maybe 2 years. And I did like it at first, but it's like one of these things where you like it and then you get over it. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of getting people beauty accessories unless you know it's something that they really, really want. If you are going to invest in a Gua Sha, which I love personally, and if you have someone on your list that you know would love it, make sure that the one that you get is 100% jade. Some of them are plastic or not made with high quality ingredients. It should feel heavy in your hand. And my last beauty recommendation gift, luxury cotton pads. Anyone who uses toners, eye makeup remover, anyone, I mean, we all need cotton pads. There are good cotton pads, there are great cotton pads, and there are excellent cotton pads that just transcend everything. And for me, the Shiseido cotton pads are incredible. Now, normally cotton pads are what, $2, $3. These are $12. So more expensive than what you would normally pay. But if someone gives you that as a gift, you're going to be so grateful. I've been gifting these to my mom. She loves them. Chanel also makes cotton pads that are really great. I've only tried them once, but they feel so luxurious. There is something about using a cotton pad that feels a little bit more elevated than what you would use every day that just makes the skincare ritual that much better. So that's a great stocking stuffer. Look into Shiseido or Chanel cotton pads if you want to spoil someone on your gift list, or maybe you just want to spoil yourself. Okay, so there you have it, the Naked Beauty Gift Guide, all of the best beauty buys and gifts under $100 for everyone on your list. I really encourage you guys to get a jump on your holiday shopping, start looking into Black Friday sales, save money, don't shop too much, don't extend yourself beyond what you can afford. I am always keeping myself in check with my budget because I am one of those people, I see things, they look exciting, and I just want to buy it immediately. Like, I love instant gratification. So I'm always curbing my desire to buy things and asking myself, Brooke, do you really, really need this? Do you have something like this at home already that you can finish first before you buy this next thing? So be mindful as you're shopping. Also, you can always make beautiful homemade beauty gifts for everyone on your list. I have tons of recipes on @NakedBeautyPlanet. I actually have a hashtag for all of my DIY natural recipes on Instagram. If you search the hashtag #NakedBeautyRecipes, you can see all of my homemade sugar scrubs, my body oil, my facial serums. Those are really fun to make for anyone on your list. And Mountain Rose Herbs, I think, sells some of the best quality natural ingredients that you can buy in bulk to do your own products at home. Thank you guys so much again for listening. I have one exciting announcement that I want to share with you guys. I'm going to start answering questions on the show. I haven't decided which part of the show, but I do want to do a Q&A segment. So start sending me any skincare questions you have, hair care, beauty, confidence, anything really related to the realm of beauty and the things that we discuss on this show. Email me at nakedbeautypodcast@gmail.com and put question or naked beauty question somewhere in the subject line so I'm sure to see it. You can also DM me at Naked Beauty Planet with your questions and I will get back to you guys on the show. So I will definitely review those and come back on the show to read my responses and answers and help guide where I can. As always, I appreciate the ratings and reviews that you guys leave on the show. This helps other people find the show. I've been reading the reviews lately. They have been so thoughtful. I'm so grateful to all of you. Subscribe to the podcast if you're not subscribed. New episodes every Monday. And I am back next Monday with a full interview with Danielle Prescott, who is a return guest to the show. So if you want to go back and listen to her original episode, you can go back and do that. I will link to it in the show notes so you guys can prep for that conversation. Thank you. Enjoy your week. If you're in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're going to be spending time with family and loved ones. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because it really means you just are relaxing and spending time with family, and that's always a beautiful thing. Grateful and thankful so much for this community and all of the support that you all show me. Talk to you guys next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.